Guatemalans go to the polls today to vote for a new president, but hundreds of thousands of former paramilitary fighters have threatened to disrupt the election. The civilian patrols, known as PACs, are demanding payment for helping to fight Marxist guerrillas during Guatemala's 33-year-long civil war. The PACs were disbanded after peace accords were signed in 1996, but a promise by current President Alfonso Portillo to pay them sparked their reemergence, and with it, violence. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Guatemala.
In 1982, at the height of Guatemala's civil war, then-military dictator Efraín Ríos Montt established the PACs. The patrols, mainly Mayan Indian farmers, were ordered to flush guerrillas from the countryside and to inform on fellow villagers. 59-year-old former PAC commander Julián Chirix was in charge of 600 men in the central town of Comalapa. Sitting in his modest cinderblock house, the slight, bespectacled Indian says the government owes the patrollers for years of service.
Lo sufrimos. Hicimos un trabajo que 24 horas de servicio.
We suffered. We worked 24 hours a day doing rounds, he says, without receiving a penny. We earned these payments. The army was paid. Why not us, since the army made us do it? The ex-PAC here have so far received one of three promised $700 payments from Portillo's ruling Republican Front, whose presidential candidate is no other than General Ríos Montt. But elsewhere, the fighters have grown tired of listening to the government claim it's short on cash. In May, impatient members burned a village in the south of Guatemala, kidnapping the mayor. Last week, in the northwest city of Huehuetenango, they took local journalists hostage. The ex-PAC sang in the streets, brandishing the arms they were supposed to have surrendered with the peace. Eventually, they freed the reporters, but promised to stop today's vote if they're not paid. Released captive Emerson Diaz writes for the daily paper Prensa Libre. He says he didn't think he'd survive the ordeal. We know about what they did when they were patrolling, he says. They told us of the bodies floating in the rivers, of how they had to kill in order to survive. That made us think, if they could do that then, they could do the same to us now. The memory of PAC violence during the war has left lasting scars on Guatemala's Mayan Indians. The Mayans comprised most of the 200,000 people who died in decades of fighting. One survivor is Pedrina Alvarado, a widow from Rabinal, north of the capital. Days ago, in Guatemala City, she accused the Republican Front of offering the PACs the cash just to gain votes. In July of 1982, Alvarado's parents, siblings, and husband were massacred by a patrol while she was down the mountain at market.
Después, cuando nosotros regresamos allá a la casa, estaba parado un señor a la cumbre.
Returning to the house, a neighbor was there and said, "What do you hope to find here?" I said, "I'm looking for my family." He said, "What for? They were massacred yesterday. They tortured your father. They locked all the women in a house and threw grenades inside." Alvarado, pregnant at the time, was later raped by one of her family's killers, a PAC member from her village. To this day, across rural Guatemala, former PAC, guerrillas, and neutral villagers continue to live as neighbors in an uneasy and painful truce. Since current President Alfonso Portillo announced the back pay, nearly all presidential candidates, like wealthy landowner and frontrunner Oscar Berger, have gone from condemning the idea to endorsing it. "We're going to honor the debt of this government," he cried at a recent rally. "If the government made a deal with the PAC, we are going to pay." Reneging on the promise now, candidates and analysts agree, could lead to worse violence. Eric Salazar is assistant director of the independent TV news network Guatevisión. He says whoever becomes the next president will have a difficult time making the PACs go away, even after they're paid. The next government will face constant danger from the ex-PACs, he says, who can raise demands to continue getting paid, or they could put themselves in the service of dark political powers. For example, he says, if the Republican Front doesn't win, the party could use the PACs to undermine the next government. Some 4,000 Guatemalan and international observers are monitoring polling places today. The army has also been deployed to maintain order, though that has upset some human rights groups who say soldiers in the streets could scare away General Ríos Montt's opponents. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Guatemala City.